Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what is it that makes it such a very great day today? Let me tell you what it is the fact that the nation is going on with its business, celebrating the Mariners' win last night on opening day. What a terrific game and a sellout crowd. Basically, people preparing for their weekend going forward, and the predictions of death and destruction, the predictions of mass protests everywhere over Donald Trump's indictment, those predictions are folly. Just like the prediction that Trump gave 10 days ago that he was going to be indicted actually a while ago, and then they got a different impression, and now the indictment has been handed down. President Trump is going to be arraigned at 2:15 on Tuesday. That's Eastern time. Will there be huge crowds there? There was a crowd at Mar-a-Lago last night waving pro-Trump banners, MAGA banners, Make America Great Again 2024, and people. And I've been there. Photographs of the gathering around Mar-a-Lago, it's at least a dozen people, maybe even 15, but it's definitely fewer than 20. Okay, why is it? Ask yourself this question. Why is it that with all of the indignation that has been expressed by virtually every Republican out there, including all of President Trump's potential rivals for the Republican nomination, people condemning the prosecution of President Trump, condemning the indictment of President Trump, saying it is political, it is dangerous, it is unconstitutional. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, threatening congressional action to shut down Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in New York who brought these charges. By the way, that's completely untenable. The Congress of the United States has nothing to do with the office of the district attorney of Manhattan. There are five different district attorneys, all of whom are elected for the five different boroughs of New York. And Alvin Bragg won a contested race. He got himself elected. He, by the way, was not dependent on that election on George Soros. He received some money from a Soros-linked organization. But the idea that all of a sudden this has been such an outrage and is such a problem that we would have the kind of reaction we had on January 6th, I'm very proud of the country, frankly. Very proud of the country that these mass protests haven't mobilized, especially because we haven't even seen what the indictment says yet. There apparently are 34 counts on the charges, and this has been confirmed. Now, that's a lot. I mean, one of the things about the charges against President Trump is that it's not just a sex with a porn star and hush money and the incorrect, dishonest accounting for that money. It also has to do with the way they did a catch-and-kill job involving the National Enquirer on Karen McDonald, who who was a Playmate of the Year, Playboy Playmate of the Year, who alleges that she had a nearly year-long affair with President Trump, including assignations of at least two dozen times and expressions of I love you and et cetera. Okay, the idea that she would be part of the charges against President Trump, well, that would have to do with the fact that Mr. Pecker, and I'm sorry, that's his real name. This is not a nickname or a derogation of the esteemed editor and owner of the National Enquirer, or co-owner. He was a friend of Trump's, and he cooperated in buying for $150,000 Karen McDougal's story about her relationship with President Trump so that it would just be killed and go in the National Enquirer. Another encouraging sign, and again, it is encouraging, despite the fact that I think whoever thinks that they know for sure what the impact of this is going to be on the election, I think is a little bit hasty. It is unclear whether this will end up helping or harming President Trump in the Republican primary. I do think it probably will help him. It probably will help him. But the difficulty is looking forward to a year and a half from now, which is when they have the general election, will actually the idea of President Trump fighting a whole series of indictments, because there are at least three more that are probably coming down the pike, will that help him or hurt him then? This is one of the distinctions that needs to be made. Is it's not a question of help Trump or hurt Trump. It's a question of aid Trump in the primary, where the answer is probably yes, versus the idea of aid Trump in the general election, where it seems to me almost certainly no, because I cannot imagine many undecided voters or independents or let alone Democrats who are going to say, you know what, I've never been particularly turned on by Trump. I've never been a big supporter. But wow, now that he's indicted in Manhattan and he's looking at being arraigned and having to defend himself and having a long and complicated trial, boy, that's what I want from the next president. I don't think that's very likely. The other good news that I was about to disclose, and it is very good news, is for once, President Biden and even Vice President Harris have shown the good sense to shut up, to not say anything about Trump's indictment. You can imagine there might be some Democrats who are quietly celebrating, as long as you keep it quiet, okay? Because basically what Vice President Harris did when she was asked about this in Zambia, she was asked about the Trump indictment, and the Vice President actually, for once, I think, did the right thing. This is clip 5.
You've spoken about democracy and the rule of law at every stop in Africa. Given that, what is your comment on former President Donald Trump's indictment, and are you worried that his calls for protest could lead to a recurrence of the violence similar to that of January 6th?
I am not going to comment on an ongoing criminal case as it relates to the former president.
Okay. It's completely appropriate. And President Biden today is in Mississippi touring some of the damage and talking about reconstruction and strictly avoiding comment on this issue. In fact, even White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said only this when she was asked about it this morning. Clip 1.
Was the president briefed on the Trump indictment?
We found out, all of us, including the president, found out about the news yesterday, just like every other American, through the news reports. His chief of staff, Jeff Zients, let him know what occurred through media reports.
Okay, basically, he got the news as we did in the middle of our third hour of the show yesterday. By the way, we're going to be speaking later today about some of the evil plans, not of any American politician, but of a guy named Vladimir Putin, a plan for basically partitioning Ukraine. We're also going to be talking about the Ku Klux Klan, which gained power, came close to taking over the country, Tim Egan says in a new book, and what defeated the Klan ultimately. That and much more with a Pulitzer Prize winner, Timothy Egan, that coming up here on a very busy day on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
It's right here and right now and very present, and this is the moment. This is the moment.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, still reeling from the news yesterday of the indictment of President Donald J. Trump. On Tuesday, he apparently is not going to resist. There's going to be no games with Governor DeSantis of Florida opposing some extradition. Trump is going to go willingly with his Secret Service detail to report to the court in Manhattan to be arraigned like everybody else, because nobody is above the law, nobody is below the law. And that, it seems to me, is one of the questions that people need to keep focused on, is that there's a great deal of hostility on all sides, I mean everywhere, against Michael Cohen, his former fixer, his lawyer, who was a key witness, apparently, in preparing and the evidence for this indictment on 34 counts, 34 different violations. And Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He spent most of that under house arrest, but he spent a year basically paying his debt to society, plus in intense legal costs, which no, Mr. Trump did not help to pay for him. If Michael Cohen deserves a prosecution because of actions that he took at the direction of President Trump, who is named in the conviction papers for Michael Cohen as individual one, then what about the person who actually gave the orders that this money, which totals $280,000 between the two women, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford is her real name, then the question is, is there equality here between Cohen and Cohen's employer? Or are they similarly liable for similar misdeeds? That remains to be seen. But then again, there probably will be a trial at some point. The one point that I want to make before we listen to some more of the reactions from around the world, really, we just heard Nikki Haley, Kamala Harris speaking from Zambia, where she is still touring Africa, and I'm sure she's glad, as a former Attorney General of California and a former District Attorney in San Francisco, that she isn't being asked about the particulars of this case. And yes, it's appropriate for Democrats to be quiet about it. The only comment that was made by Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, he said in a statement that Mr. Trump is subject to the same laws as every American. He will be able to avail himself of the legal system and a jury, not politics, to determine his fate according to the facts and the law. Okay, that, it seems to me, is a statement you can't take much exception with. At the same time, the Speaker of the House, the head of the other chamber of the Congress of the United States, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said that Alvin Bragg, he of course is the district attorney in Manhattan, who has launched this indictment, secured this indictment. McCarthy says Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election, as he routinely frees violent criminals to terrorize the public. He weaponized our sacred system of justice against President Donald Trump. The American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account. The how do they do that? Because, again, when you are a local representative, not even a state representative, you're elected locally as district attorney of Manhattan, what they're apparently trying to do, at least this is the word as of an hour ago this morning, they are talking about trying to investigate whether the district attorney's office in Manhattan receives any federal money, which it might, in which case the Congress would threaten. But frankly, to get that approved, you need the House and the Senate. And I honestly think that there are more important issues going forward than trying to go after Alvin Bragg and to make this a prosecution of him rather than of President Trump. And again, there are three other grand juries that are also at some point or another likely to vote on indictment, and at least two out of the three, most legal experts will tell you, are likely to result in further indictments. Now, what does all that mean? It means that we have to keep clear two distinctions, it seems to me, in understanding what's happening in our country and what's going on. The two distinctions are, first of all, the distinction we made between being helped in a Republican primary fight, which I think President Trump likely will be, and being helped in a general election, which is a very different audience and a very different reaction. And the idea that there is some kind of sweeping tidal wave of indignation and outrage, Mike Pence, who usually doesn't use heated language, called this an outrage. Virtually all of President Trump's potential competitors for the Republican nomination, except for Chris Christie, have jumped on this issue and attacked Alvin Bragg and attacked the prosecution. For instance, Mike Pence said this. This is clip 15.
Well, I think the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. And it appears to for millions of Americans to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on a pledge to indict the former president.
But it wasn't just, Mr. Vice President, excuse me for interrupting, it wasn't just the prosecutor, the district attorney in New York who did this. This was a grand jury of some 23 people, and you need a majority, 12, to go ahead and criminally indict.
Well, I understand that, and been a long time since I was in law school, Wolf, but I remember the old saying, you can indict a ham sandwich, right?
Okay, again, he's on with Wolf Blitzer at this point. It isn't just a campaign finance violation. We don't know exactly what the violations are and the 30 counts are, 34 counts. We won't get that information. The indictment is going to be unsealed and then open to the public to review on Tuesday at 2:15, at the same time that President Trump is supposed to show up to be arraigned. Coming up, another situation going back to the 1920s and 30s, where the Ku Klux Klan was rising in America, and there was actually a scandal that stopped that rise and that drive for power. That's the subject of a new book by Pulitzer Prize winner Timothy Egan, who joins us coming up.
Great show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. After being indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, former President Donald Trump expected to be arraigned in court on Tuesday. Law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. Secret Service, New York Police Department, FBI, New York State Court officers, and the DA's office, are meeting this afternoon to finalize details about the logistics and security of Trump's arrest. The co-owner of a Utah gym studio allegedly had over 500 explicit files of more than 70 people, including children, from a hidden camera in his gym's bathroom. Adam Jacobs, 33, was arrested on March 22nd following an investigation. Parents and students demanding stricter gun laws at Tennessee's state capitol. Their goal, to protest before Tennessee's House floor session for common sense gun laws. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
I know that a lot of people out there, there are millions of people out there who view what happened yesterday with the indictment of the President of the United States, former President of the United States, was a very, very dark day for America, and you keep hearing the word unprecedented. It's actually a very appropriate time to talk about some other very dark days, and dark days when America came, you can say, at least in parts of the country, closer to a racist and fascist regime than ever before. And that's the subject of this wonderful and very important new book by Timothy Egan. It's called A Fever in the Heartland. It's posted up on our website. And the subtitle tells you what the book is about. The Ku Klux Klan's plot to take over America, and the woman who stopped them. Tim is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. He's a National Book Award winner for previous books on the history of the country. He's been a guest on our show several times before. Tim, congratulations on A Fever in the Heartland.
Michael, thank you so much. And again, it's a wonderful honor to be on with you on the eve of publication of Fever, but I'm pleased and thrilled to be on with you.
Well, thank you, and appreciate your coming on. First of all, if you can sketch out a little bit what you do in the book so vividly and in some detail, how is it that in the 1920s, long after the Civil War, long after the events dramatized and factually fabricated in Birth of a Nation, how did the Ku Klux Klan suddenly become such a tremendous political power in both parties and nearly taking over the state of Indiana? How'd that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tale I knew nothing about, and as I got into it, I saw it almost as a thriller. I mean, because as you mentioned in your opening, American democracy had a real close call in the 1920s. Now, we think of the Klan as two periods, Reconstruction, just after the Civil War, when they were offended by 36% of the population of the South going from enslaved people to citizens, and the 1960s, about 100 years later, when they were largely a minority, but they were acts of terror throughout the South. In fact, their peak was in the 1920s, the Jazz Age, the Gatsby Age, and they had upwards of 6 million sworn members. They had several members of the United States Senate. They had at least four governors. They had 75 members of Congress were in their sway. And their hatreds, to go to your how question, Michael, had expanded vastly. Their targets this time were Jews. They hated Jews because it was the peak of immigration coming largely from where my wife's family is from, which is what is now Ukraine. So Jews at the start of the 20th century fleeing the pogroms of Eastern Europe were coming to this country in large numbers, and that greatly upset them. Secondly, Catholics, different kinds of Catholics, Catholics from Sicily. Sicily alone sent 800,000 people to our shores in the first 20 years of the 20th century. And then third was the Great Migration of blacks. The Klan had always hated blacks, but suddenly they were moving north and trying to establish themselves and get out of the hatred of the South. Those three elements, combined with some social liberation of women and all the stuff that was going on with prohibition and jazz, that sort of things that were disrupting society, caused there to be a huge reaction to it. And so they longed for an America that would look like something other than what was happening in the 1920s. And they took off. They just took off. It was the golden age of fraternal clubs as well. Elks and Redmen and people who did these secret rituals and lodges. This fraternal club, which had a children's brigade and a women's brigade.
Yeah, I never heard before of Ku Klux Kiddies, and that was a real organization.
I looked at countless pictures in Indiana of these parades where 20, 30,000 people would turn out for a Klan parade, and there's the float coming down with the Ku Klux Kiddies, a little 8, 9, and 10-year-olds with robes and hoods on, professing this banner of hatred. So I call my book A Fever in the Heartland because it was one of these periodic times, you're well-versed in this more than I am, where America goes hot and cold. In this case, it went hot bad. Luckily, the forces of good eventually prevailed, as we usually do. We usually follow darkness with renewal. But this was a time of darkness.
And what a story about the way the forces of goodness and decency and Americanism actually prevailed, because it's melodramatic, it's a bit racy, and it involves all kinds of personal flaws on this magnetic leader of the Klan in Indiana named D.C. Stevenson. He really did view himself as a potential power in the country, and perhaps as a president someday. Now, talk about him. Who was he?
At first, I thought this was preposterous, and I had never heard of D.C. Stevenson either, but yet he just dominated the news in 1925. All the major papers covered his trial, and I won't tell you what happens at his trial. But so he's a classic American con man. You think of the Music Man, we've got trouble right here in River City. Well, that he was a music man of hate. And he drifted into Indiana in 1921, and in four short years, he controlled the entire state. He became the Grand Dragon of the largest realm of the Ku Klux Klan the world had ever seen. 300,000 men swore an oath to hatred to white supremacy in the 1920s with D.C. Stevenson as their leader. And so this drifter, who had a great gift of gab and was charismatic and promised things that could never be delivered on, and said all the things that people wanted to hear to play to their fears, that the Jews are an inferior race, that they were mongrelizing America. They urged sterilization of all these undesirables. And he had these mass rallies. One rally was 200,000 people by the Klan estimate on 4th of July in Kokomo. Now, Stevenson's downfall was his character. Though he was a Wizard of Oz, he was this, figure revered, all his words were waited upon. He was a charlatan, a con man, a drunk, a fraud, and a serial rapist. And it was his, all these major institutions had tried to bring him down. There were some brave rabbis throughout Indiana who united with an Irish-American barrister named Patrick O'Donnell, and they tried to bring him down and failed. The University of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, they got their name, the Fighting Irish, because they rioted against the Klan, threw potatoes at him and chased him nearly out of town. They failed. All these institutions had failed to bring him down. And in fact, the peak, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but I didn't know this. The 1924 Republican convention, it was in Cleveland. Time magazine put the leader of the Klan on its cover because the Klan was so influential in both the Democrats and the Republicans' national conventions. So on the eve of this great power, when they have 6 million people, they've elected governors and senators, and Stevens is plotting his Senate seat, which is vacant, and ultimately his rise to the presidency, one woman, and this is why I'm interested in people in the margins of history, brings him down. She alone stands up to this monster, this sexual monster, this cannibal. He's the most horrible human being you can imagine. But nobody knows this until she exposes him.
Okay, this actually is one of those things that is thrilling to read. So no spoilers here. The book is called A Fever in the Heartland, the Ku Klux Klan's Plot to Take Over America, and the Woman Who Stopped Them. And what's amazing about this is it's all true. And it's a bit of American history that I think has some messages for today. Tim, can you hang on for a few minutes to talk about some of those messages?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Tim Egan is the author of this this book, and he just writes so well. It is spellbinding. The only problem with getting this book, which is about to be published, is published formally on April 4th next week, is you might lose some sleep because you won't want to put it down. We will be right back with Timothy Egan, author of A Fever in the Heartland, coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, so honored to be speaking with Tim Egan. He is the author of the sensational new book, and it really is. I've been speaking to my wife about this book ever since I began reading it. The book is called A Fever in the Heartland. And part of the reason that I relate so closely to the book is because my grandparents on both sides, my Ukrainian grandparents and my German grandparents, being Jewish immigrants, were precisely the kind of people the Ku Klux Klan was trying to keep out of America. And thank God they didn't succeed. The book is about what happened to the Klan. How did it go from its peak to ultimately its increasing irrelevance? The lessons that people can learn from this book as they apply to this moment in our history. What do you hope that people take away, Tim Egan?
Yeah, I mean, you don't, as a historian, you don't go time traveling unless you're looking for something, you know, that relates to today. And I spent the 3 years of the pandemic time traveling in a fairly dark period, which was 1920s Indiana, then controlled by the Ku Klux Klan, one man. And my gosh, you know, this is 100 years ago, and you see this sort of vein that runs off hot and cold through our history. I mean, they applied it to the Irish in the 1840s and 1850s when they had the Know-Nothing movement, which was directed specifically at the waves of my great-grandparents who came ashore from the Great Famine, and the Know-Nothing movement was a direct reaction to them. And then you see it goes, calms down, and then it pops up again in the 1920s, directed at your grandparents and grandparents of Italian Americans, say from the South, or other people from Greece or something like that. So you see that, and you wonder why this great nation that's based on an idea, that's our exception, is that we alone are not tribal or nationalistic, we're based on an idea. Retreats every now and then into sort of a faux nationalism that everybody is a white Christian Protestant, which is not true, of course. Also, the other thing is that, and this is the important lesson I think that's universal, why do we fall for a con man? I can't answer that. Why? Because we want to hear, we're willing to overlook a person's flaws because that person is saying what we want to hear. In this case, the Grand Dragon of Indiana, D.C. Stevenson, the monster at the center of the story, the serial rapist, said he was above the law.
he said repeatedly and aloud, and no one really challenged him. The direct quote, which by 1925, everyone in the nation, because this was a sensation on the level of a Scopes monkey trial, he said, "I am the law in Indiana." And the trial that forms the last third of my book tests that premise of whether he's above the law. So we're a nation of laws. And what we're seeing today with what's going on in New York, the indictment, whether you think the indictment is a phony, BS, weak case or not, no person in America is above the law. And that's why we have a court. We either are a nation of laws or we are not. And Stevenson challenged that. He absolutely controlled the legislature, the judiciary. He had a judge throw a crusading editor in Muncie, Indiana, in jail just for criticizing him, criticizing a ruling. A Klan judge, and he never even had a hearing on it. He just threw him in the penal farm. They threw out the First Amendment. So the lesson is also, and maybe you can answer this, why do we fall for con men every now and then? Why do we go for people who are awful human beings? Is it because they play to our fears and what we want to hear? I don't know.
With people concerned, and people are, I think, rightly concerned by rising anti-Semitism, their rising prejudice and bigotry and hatred for people of Asian ancestry, and, of course, racism has been a theme in American life for a long time. People look at this moment as a very dark and dangerous moment. I know from reading you elsewhere, have more confidence in America finding its true essence and sustaining that true essence. What's your confidence based on?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. And I always believe, you know, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning if I didn't believe that tomorrow was going to be better than yesterday, that tomorrow as a nation is going to be better. But being the more you know history, the more you get that confidence because you see us getting out of those tragedies. And the Civil War, nothing can compare to that. The Great Depression was when people basically stopped having babies. I did a book on the Dust Bowl, and it was the first time in American history where the birth rate just plummeted because people didn't even believe in tomorrow. They didn't think it was safe to even bring a child into this world. But things turned around. And at the height of this Klan, I'm glad you mentioned it. We're having more anti-Semitic incidents now, hate crimes directed against Jews, than any time since they started keeping track in the 1970s, started keeping track across the board. There's a report that was underplayed, but it was released just a couple of days ago on that. Well, you know, we know where this comes from. And it's an old thing, but we've gotten out of it. Now, what happened in the 20s, even as this hatred is going on, even as they're, you know, planting Jim Crow North, almost as a colonizing force in the North, jazz is flourishing. Louis Armstrong records the first African-American jazz record in a town in Indiana on the very same day that they have the biggest rally ever for the Ku Klux Klan. Now, mind you, they had to, you know, haul ass pretty quickly to get out of town safely. But they cut this jazz record on the exact same day of this Klan rally. Life, exuberance, positivity prevailed on that day. The great triumphs of the first wave of 1910s and 1920s Jews were starting to be seen on Tin Pan Alley and Broadway and in Hollywood. So on one hand, we're closing the door, and it was a great, great tragedy. As you mentioned, you know, it affected your family in a personal way. But on the other hand, the people we've led in are showing what's the greatness of this renewing of our strength. So I just, you know, I'm not afraid of back. You know, I know there's a great debate in our country right now, and your program is all about having a great debate. You know, should we be afraid to look at the dark parts of our history? I think that in many ways it makes us stronger to see how we overcame it. If you just had a smiley face version of history, you wouldn't be much of a patriot.
Yeah. And the whole idea of overcoming some of these moments of darkness, I've come to believe, and I've done two books about it. My most recent book, God's Hand on America, it's no accident. Our founders and all the greatest leaders in American history, including great leaders more recently, like President Reagan or President Franklin Roosevelt, actually saw that there was a providential aspect to American deliverance. I want to conclude with a comment on that.
Well, you've asked me to raise my bar pretty high, Michael. So my last book was called A Pilgrimage to Eternity. It was about trying to find faith in Europe and going through it.
Right, and about that walk that you took in Spain.
Right.
And again, an unforgettable book and very much worth reading. But go ahead.
Thank you. But I walked 1,200 miles on a pilgrim trail to try to rediscover my lapsed, Catholic faith. And I came away just, really impressed by the, magic and power and awe of people genuine people of faith. And the fact that, when the French Revolution, they tried to change Church of Notre Dame into the Temple of Reason. And, I came away feeling like atheism was like light beer, as someone said. It's just, there's no kick there. But you look at the Enlightenment and you look at how it sailed across the shores and you see that America is the first and most significant country founded on Enlightenment ideals. And so that gives you great confidence. And I think, the fact that we've gotten out, again, my book on the Dust Bowl was called The Worst Hard Time. And it was not just financially bleak, but physically bleak. I mean, dark, mountainous, thunderous storms of dust rolling over people. And many people thought God was punishing them. But, we then entered World War II and saved the world, and, the 50s we were flourishing again. So, I mean, you've got to take the long view. You've got to take the long view. And that's what I would recommend for people looking at what's going on this week. For the first time in history, an American president is indicted. We're more divided than ever. But if you don't take the long view, you won't get out of bed in the morning.
And there's every reason to get out of bed. The predictions that people had of death and destruction, of unrest, of out-of-control protest, seem not to be materializing, which is a good sign. Another good sign, an incredibly readable book, A Fever in the Heartland by my guest Timothy Egan. Highly recommended for everybody in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.